This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. I once did a story about a woman in Massachusetts who built a duplex using the most environmentally sustainable approaches she could find at the time. Instead of interior paint, there was a safe tint mixed into the concrete itself. There was something newfangled at the time, LED lighting and hyper-efficient mini furnaces she had. Now, it's been about 15 years or so, and sustainable building materials have become big business, an $80 billion market. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Radel checked in with one of the companies trying to meet this demand.
It's a Wednesday afternoon inside a 67,000-square-foot manufacturing facility in Reno, Nevada. A large machine is moving a fluffy off-white material through a series of drum rollers. The substance is being layered into panels of insulation, made from something you're more likely to find on a sheep than inside a house.
Wool. Hot, cold, warm, dry. Wool does it all.
That's Andrew Leggy, the founder of Havelock Wool. He says he started the company in response to the lack of healthy and sustainable insulation choices. Common materials like fiberglass and spray foam can contain toxic chemicals that pose health risks to installers. Leggy says that's pushing more homeowners to say,
"Wait, I don't want that." And if we're doing our job, then when they go searching for an alternative, they find us.
And a lot of people did during the pandemic. Havelock Wool's sales quadrupled in 2020 and grew another 25% the next year. Leggy says sales were flat last year because production couldn't keep up with demand. But businesses like Havelock Wool face plenty of challenges, says John Freer. He leads the sustainable construction program at Missoula College in Montana.
It's an industry that's so resistant to change. And so when you're introducing a new material or a new technique, it's a little frightening.
And many customers are scared off by the prices. Sustainable insulation can cost twice as much as other types. Daniel Freeman builds homes in the Lake Tahoe region.
They love the idea and they get attached to it early on. And then once we get into what it costs, it doesn't make the cut.
But there are still plenty of buyers. Back at Havelock Wool, Leggy says the company will increase its output later this year.
We are well aligned with what long-run demand looks like, for better, healthier, more sustainable products.
The company invested in new machinery so it can triple its processing capacity to more than 16,000 pounds of wool a day. I'm Caleb Bradle for Marketplace.